Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, all you beautiful people, to this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm Alive to Love. I believe all lesser values than love have the gravitational pull down into the rabbit hole of hate or BS or shame or other commiserations that keep us from the beauty, the high pinnacle, the high purpose of love. I am alive to love. It's been my theme now for many years, in particular, really solidly locked in for the last half a dozen years or so, that to be alive to love, I believe, calls me to a study, a meditation, a prayer, a life that is contemplative, to be contemplating, how do I love well? How do I love more completely, more deeply? So that's why you're here. You want to hear me commiserate, I hope. I'm so honored that some of you come in regularly to this radio broadcast. And if you're new, welcome. I come here every week to talk to you about the principles, the powers, the pinnacle of love. And I lead people in some certain practices to keep us grounded. And we always start the No BS Bishop, Alive to Love, with something I call Love's Creed. This is a creed that I've developed and written. It started off as a New Year's resolution. Imagine that, just a simple resolution for me. But then I edited it and I developed it, and it came out this way, and I'll lead you in it in a moment. So first, let me read it through one time completely. Then I'll come back and I'll offer it to you as a vow, like I would at a wedding altar with a bride and groom. And I'll say, repeat after me. Okay, here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. That's Love's Creed. Now let me go back through it in bite-sized pieces on the count of three. No, no, not that way. That's later in the broadcast. In a moment, I'll read it to you in little pauses, and I'll ask you to repeat after me. Yeah, on the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. If you'd like a copy of that, Love's Creed, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. Send me your request for it, and I'll be happy to send you a copy of that so you can put it in your computer or your phone or your other devices, or maybe just write it out on a 3x5 card, hang it in your bathroom mirror or on the sun visor of your car to remind yourself of this creed. I'm alive to love. I'm alive for love. So that in your day, you have a solid meditation, a target on your day, right? Isn't it nice to have a few specific targets to get you through the day? So I'll send you a copy of Love's Creed. Today, my subject is based on the prayer of St. Francis. Without going into too much historical information about St. Francis, suffice it to say, this was one of the most unique humans ever to live. St. Francis was a monk who developed the Franciscan order in the Catholic Church. His pilgrimage was a pilgrimage of simplicity and love for God and love for people. I've read so many stories about his journey in life, and one of the things St. Francis is known for is he loved nature. He loved to walk through nature and even greet the tree and say, "Good morning, sister tree. I love you, little rabbit." His contemplative ability to wrap his heart and mind around anything and everything around him in love was spectacular. He wrote a prayer, and it's a prayer many of you will recognize. So let me read that prayer for you and just see if you do recognize it. Here it is. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen." I'll go back and read that for you again toward the end of the broadcast, but isn't it beautiful? As I said, many of you have probably heard this. Maybe you've got it memorized. But the prayer in itself talks about the value and the high priority of giving as opposed to receiving. "For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. That it is in loving rather than demanding to be loved." My purpose here in this broadcast is to roll around with you who join me, or if you've never heard me before, I'm determined to unpack the values, the principles, the pilgrimage, the journey, the climb toward love. Love is not a simplistic little idea that we should just all listen to songs about it or have songs commiserate about how I lost my love, how my love betrayed me. Love is so much more than that. It's so much more value in the human experience than that. And in fact, I have found that in the determination to be a loving person, a lover in this life, that in itself sets the course for my thoughts, my meditations, my reactions, my responses, my relationships. If I hold to the true north of love, then I can set my compass on a lot of projects in this world. I mean, I may build a small shed, or I may simply be gardening, or I may be a papa, a grandpa, or I may be a dad or a mom. Whatever the case may be, if my root system is love, as I said about Love's Creed, I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. That's that root, that stand upon which I understand the world around me and the people I'm interacting with. I know sometimes people wonder, well, how in the world, in this crazy world, and I right now while I'm recording this, the Middle East is blowing up yet again. I can't count how many times in my 70 years the news has come racing off of television screens or radio broadcasts or whatever means by which you get your news. The news comes that some new conflict, some deadly, miserable, terroristic occurrence has gone on in the Middle East. It's heart-wrenching. It's heartbreaking. How do I navigate my life here? And I'm sitting here in Amory, Wisconsin, or wherever it is you are. How do I navigate this world that I live in, that I'm a part of, by living in the middle of the dust and blood and grime and misery of war? Well, I can't change the war in the Middle East, but I can sure change the war inside of Randy Dean. So that's why I bring myself back to a stand upon which I can understand my life and the world around me. I can't go to Jerusalem. I can't go to Gaza. I can't go and broker a peace deal. But I can broker for Randy Dean a deal for peace in my life, to find in one step at a time, I'm alive to love. So out of that, then I draw from the prayer of St. Francis, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. See, there's where in this world of strife and hatred, I can't change 20 other people, but I can change this one people, and that people is me. Lord, give me the wisdom to know who can be changed and who can't be changed, and to know in that wisdom that there's one person to change, and that's me. Little old me. That I'm facing, if I look at darkness, all right, let's find a light in that darkness. And that's challenge enough, isn't it? Every one of us have an opportunity to change the world one little slice at a time. And in that change, we're each one of us being urged to discover what's love. There's a song just crossed my brain. I'm sorry. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? Well, see, there's one of the examples I talk about, the oversimplification of love. Love isn't a secondhand emotion. I just saw somebody posted or said, I forget where I saw it, but somebody said, well, love is not enough. We have to do, and then you fill in the blank. And I understand the point of that comment, but I'm proposing here that love is enough. So that out of all the principle and out of the foundation of love, I can develop strategies and vision and ideas for going forward in life. And just like St. Francis' prayer, that I can see sadness and find a way to inject joy. Why? Because I love. I love this world. I love this world into which I've been born. So love is enough, but I have to do the heavy lifting, do the work, the journeying, the prerequisite contemplation and meditation on what's love going to look like in this matter, and then to pray that prayer of St. Francis. Let me read it again. I told you I would read it for you again. Maybe I'll read it again before we're done here, but here it is. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. The point of that prayer in St. Francis' example in his life, how I said at the beginning here, St. Francis had a deep love for just the creation of this world. And out of that deep love, St. Francis aimed love at creative things, creation's thing. All the creation around him was something he loved. I'm known for telling people when I lead them in meditation that I say, look, get your feet flat on the floor. We're in a big blue canoe called Earth. This big blue canoe is flying through the cosmos. And while it is, it's rotating, spinning at 1,000 miles per hour at the equator. Whew! Wherever else we are on Earth, we're spinning at a smaller rate, but not a whole lot. Maybe up here in Wisconsin, I'm rotating at perhaps 500 miles an hour. So in the last few seconds, I've traveled miles and miles just in the rotation of the Earth. And then if you take the rotation into account, along with our orbit around the sun, well, we're traveling at 67,000 miles an hour around the sun. So we're spinning in our rotation. We're orbiting the sun at 67,000 miles per hour. And then our big blue space canoe called Earth is a part of a solar system that's a part of the Milky Way galaxy. Well, that galaxy is one among billions and billions of galaxies. And our galaxy, our little Milky Way galaxy, is flying through the universe, now brace yourself, at 500,000 miles per hour. So we're rotating, we're orbiting, and the galaxy is just, I mean, it's just streaking across the universe at 500,000 miles an hour. All of that is happening right beneath our feet. The miracle is we sit here right now in peace, in some form of peace, wherever it is that we're attached to the big blue space canoe called Earth. And in this one and only moment I have in this life, hanging on with really no intention at all, gravity's holding me, what should I do? I should love. I should love this marvelous quantum physics that gives the Earth its gravitational hold. I should love that sun that's this ball of gas out there that's putting out light and heat. That sun, the at the speed of light, the rays of the sun rose this morning, and it took 8 minutes for that light to reach my optic nerve. What should I do with that? I should love. I should love that magnificent creation, that magnificent ball of energy, that magnificent sunrise. Then, at the end of the day, look at that sunset and love that. And in between the sunrise and the sunset, to love those around me, to love my pet, my little dog Dixie, my wife Ginger, my grandbabies, whoever else I encounter, strangers, complete strangers to me, they're an opportunity for me to simply love, hold the door open for somebody walking into a business place. That's an act of love. So that if I start and stop all my activities in the grounding of love while I'm flying through space on this big blue space canoe, well, then everything starts to come together. Just like quantum physics works like this miraculous clock. So love becomes a miraculous clock to hold us in a steady pace toward a life that is meant for pardon, as St. Francis said, a life that is meant for giving joy in the face of sadness, light in the face of darkness, hope in the face of despair. These are all the purposes of being alive to love that I've been exploring here with you for over 4 years now. There's no exhausting the subject of love, because just as large and eternal the universe is, I just described, and so in my mind, love is just as large and eternal, so that in parsing through the layers of love, parsing through my participation in love, walking through my priorities in a determined aim to love in my priorities, well, that's just going to take all my life to sort out. Now, I want to be sure you understand. I know what codependency is. Oh, boy, do I ever. Hi, I'm Randy. I'm a codependent in recovery. I'm a lifer in codependency and my recovery from it. Codependency is working harder on somebody else's issues than they're willing to work on them themselves. Codependency is being obsessed with fixing somebody, managing somebody, controlling somebody. That's codependency. The only person I can fix is me. The only person I can manage is me. The only person I can control, me. It's all in the aim of my love without the codependent purposes that drag me into fixing, managing, controlling. So here I am. Here I am swimming through this world and this universe on the big blue space canoe. My purpose is not to fix, manage, and control anybody except, count of three, here we go, one, two, three, me. So I'm on this planet to be an answer to the prayer of St. Francis. I'm on this planet to be an answer to the prayer of Jesus when he said, Father, make them one, that the world may see that you and I are one, and that they may know, the world would know that they are our children indeed because they have love for one another. Jesus prayed in John 17 that the love that the Father had for him, Jesus, the Son, from the beginning, would be in us, and that love would make us known as disciples of Christ. So to return to the conflict in Mideast, or wherever a conflict may be, wherever there's hatred and misery, what do I do about that? Well, there's just not much this boy can do about what's happening 2,000 miles away from me. So what must I do? I must pull away from all codependent thinking and aim my mind, my heart, at the purposes for which I'm born. And I know this, I'm alive to love. So here's St. Francis' prayer one more time. I told you I'd read it twice. Well, this will be three times. Look it up. Google it. Or you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to send you a copy of The Prayer of St. Francis. It's magnificence. It's genius. Here it is. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. I sure appreciate you being here, and I'm going to bring this to a close with two practices that we do here every week on the No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love. We do the breathing exercise. I just discovered something a few days ago about the breathing exercise that underscores why we should do it. And that is that I heard a soldier say that in war or in stress circumstances, soldiers are taught to breathe specifically slowly and with a pattern of 4x4. So counting four to inhale, hold the breath for four, then exhale for four. Counting to four as I inhale, counting to four holding it, counting to four exhaling, is the four square means by which to keep your breathing steady. Well, why would a soldier do that? Well, if a soldier's on the battlefield and things are crazy, stressful, they've got to slow it all down. I've found that in this world that slowing me down and being fully intentional, and I don't mean pace, if I've got a lot to do, sure, I've got to keep my feet moving, but slow down the internal stressors. Slow down the internal war inside and breathe well. So on the count of three, I want you to breathe in for the count of four. Then hold it for the count of four. Then exhale at the count of four. Are you ready? One, two, three. Inhale. And exhale. One, two, three, four. I don't know about you, but that felt good to me. It helped me. Right there, just in the leading of the exercise, I feel a little better all at once. Breathing helps lower our blood pressure. It steadies our mind, and it gives us the opportunity, if we know the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, to remember the principles so that we can live a life of love. The next exercise is something I'm again known for. In fact, I have some No BS Bishop love wear. If you'd like to buy something, a shirt, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a coffee mug with some of these sayings on it. I'm known for telling people that it's a great opportunity to look somebody in the eye and say the three most holy, magical, charmed words in human language. And those three words are, I love you. You can send me a request for that loveware with that reminder at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to give you a link. But right now, I want to teach you how to look somebody right in the eye. Maybe you're alone. Maybe you just need to look at your dog or your cat. Maybe you're with your grandchildren. Maybe your baby, little child baby is a six-month-old, a year-old grandchild in your arms, or your own child. Look them in the eye. Teach them that the three most holy, charmed, and magical words in the human language are these three words. I love you. I want to pass along to you who listen here often, or maybe this is your first time, I want to pass along to you. I don't know who you are, and I don't need to know, for instance, who you are specifically. I just know that I'm alive to love. I'm alive for love. And to that end, anybody, everybody, in all places, I will love you, no matter how good or bad you may be, no matter how up or down your life may be. I'm alive to love you. So hear me when I say to you, wherever you are right now, I love you. And with that, I want to bring this episode of the No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love, to a close. It is such a joy to know you come here every week, or that you stumbled onto this broadcast today, or somebody recommended it to you, or you saw it on Facebook as we recommended it, or others recommended. I don't know, but I know this. If you came here today, you came here with some divine leadership and connection. There was a divine connect that said, listen to this guy. He's got something to say to you that might just save your life. It might just give you quality of life going forward in this tumultuous world full of wars and hurt and hearts that are broken. Love alone is the credible beauty of the human experience. Love alone is what keeps me stepping out, stepping forward, doing what I do every day till there's no breath left in me, till there's nothing left to do except to look at somebody, perhaps on my last breath on this planet, before I walk on. I want to be available to look at anybody when I'm breathing my last and say, hey, I love you. Now rise and shine, y'all. Get out there and do something beautiful. Whoo-wee, because, oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. May you be the loving human that somebody else was just waiting to encounter. I love you all. Happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.